comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I am delighted to be here, and I'm delighted you're here. I'm here because you have a right to know, and because you matter. We had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun last night. I think probably you did, too. With Jerry and Kathy Wills in the studio with us. And, you know, I don't often have guests in the studio. We normally do our interviews via telephone or Skype. But Jerry and Kathy found their way to the studio, and we did the show from here. It was a lot of fun. Now, we had, it was a big headache for me technologically. I could not find the microphone that I wanted to use, and I had to use a microphone I didn't want to use because it's mismatched with this microphone. And so the mismatch gave us some audio problems last night. I apologize for that, but the mic I needed to use is AWOL. It's AWOL. I don't know where it is. We so seldom use it that I just couldn't find it. But we got through the show and heard some, I think, some pretty interesting stuff. You know, that account that Kathy gave us about seeing this craft that overflew them when they were in Pennsylvania. And then we had Josh that called in from Pennsylvania who was standing out there and saw it with Kathy. That was pretty phenomenal. We had a couple of calls, and we had some flash messages that said, yeah, you know, I've seen that exact same thing. You know, they drew a sketch of it and held it up for everybody. And last night was a free-to-watch night, so everybody got to see it. I hope you were partaking of the free-to-watch night. I also got some email after the show, between last night and right now, that other people are sending me email and saying, yeah, I've seen the same craft. So, pretty interesting stuff. And I'm certainly glad to have gotten to see them again. They are good friends of mine. And, of course, Jerry is the associate host here at the show. He is the executive producer at Expeditions TV as well. But it was great to see them in person again. And they are slowly making their way back west across the country and eventually will arrive back home. They've got some more stops they have to make between now and then. But I certainly hope they travel safely. And if you're traveling, I hope you're traveling safely as well. Here at the Kevin Smith Show, we publish a newsletter each week. It is absolutely free, and it is called The K-Files. If you are not yet subscribed to The K-Files, then you need to get over to the website and do that. We're going to step away for a few minutes, then we're going to be back with Curiosity's Curiosities. All right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. If you're on my side of the planet, it's Friday night, and that's weekend eve, right? So everybody's got big plans for tomorrow, I hope, and Saturday and Sunday. If you're on the other side of the planet, you're already into your weekend, and I hope it's going great for you. And I hope you have a little time to rest and relax and spend some time with friends and family and be refreshed and ready to go for next week. Last night when Jerry and Kathy were here in the studio, we eventually got around to me sharing some photographs from the Curiosity rover. I have more, and we're going to talk about them tonight, and we will be opening the telephone lines, so warm your fingers up, get your telephones located, and be ready. These are curious indeed. Now, just to recap what we are talking about with the photos from Curiosity. NASA has a brand new rover on Mars. It is called the Curiosity rover, but the mission is called the Mars Science Laboratory. This rover is the biggest rover ever put on any planet or heavenly body of any kind by Earthlings. Others may, from somewhere else out there in the universe, have something bigger than this roving around, but as far as we know, that's the biggest rover ever placed on another planet. And it is absolutely chock-a-block full of science experiments and laboratories. It's about the size of a car, and it is nuclear powered. It runs on the electricity is generated from the decay of plutonium, and so I think it's got about, I may be wrong about this, but I think it's got about a 5-year life in terms of fuel. Now, that may not be accurate, but it's a long time in terms of its fuel. It doesn't have to depend upon the sun, and therefore they can get a lot more science days out of it. I'm not sure when winter time comes if they have to park it and just let it set there for the winter like they have to with the Opportunity rover, and like they had to with Spirit rover when it was functional. You know, it finally died. But Opportunity's still going, and it's solar-powered. In the wintertime, though, they just have to park it, and they don't get much out of it at all in the winter. And so I'm not sure about this one because it doesn't depend on solar power. I'm really not sure whether they can keep going in the winter or not. But it is now, I believe, let's see, it landed on Sunday, so it's just about to complete its first week on Mars. We're a couple of days from it having a full week on Mars. It's already sent back some interesting photographs, and now, one of the photographs people have already been writing about, and they say, well, there was this big blotch, this blob on the picture, and then later it was gone in later pictures. And I'm not real sure what that blob was all about. There are a lot of people talking about what it could be. Don't know. But I do know I took that very picture. It's a picture when Curiosity first landed, and it still had its transparent lens caps on, and to protect the lens from all the dust and dirt and everything flying around from the landing. And it shot through all that dust and dirt and through that transparent lens cap. So there's no way you're going to get a good picture no matter what. and there was this blob feature. Well, I took that picture and put it into my photo program and adjusted. It was pretty dark. It was landing in the evening, in the early evening there on Mars. And so it was pretty dark, not much sunlight left. And when I adjusted the contrast so that you could see what was on the ground, that blob that was further out in the distance disappeared in white just by adjusting the contrast. So maybe it's a feature of adjusting contrast in later pictures. I don't know. And I'm not saying that's what it is, but I do know that it disappeared whenever I tried to brighten up the picture. All right, now I'm going very quickly to review what we did last night, and then I have some new photos. But I'm going to do this very quickly for those of you who missed it. Sorry you missed it, but hey, you know, we're here at the same time every night. You could have been here. Or maybe you couldn't. I don't know. Sometimes things get in the way. I know that. All right. The picture that we took a look at last night, and there's a reason that we're going to deal with this a little bit again tonight. There's an additional reason. And that is, this is a picture taken by Curiosity. And we can see it's a pretty fair resolution. Not anything great, but it's pretty fair. Kind of dark out there. But what I want you to notice is there's a small, very small, shallow, tiny little crater over there on the left side of the picture near the rover. Now, keep that in mind because we're going to be dealing with that area tonight as well as some other stuff that's in this picture. So when we brighten this one up and take a look at it, we can see that way out on the horizon over on the right side, there is something over there that's looks like a ridge of some kind way out in the distance. Way out in the distance. And so it's kind of a ridge sticking up there. And it's got some dark spots on this side of it facing us. And so I said, well, okay, let's take a look at that. And when we take a look at it by zooming in, I said, that looks like engineering to me. Now, I'll deal with that. I'll talk about that. But look, I didn't even notice this. Look beyond where, and look, you could be watching this if you're a member, so, you know, you need to join. But I'll describe this. Out beyond that area that I said is engineering, or looks like it, look way out there. Before you get to the mountains, way out there on the right side, does that look like a building? One of our members pointed that out. And I had not seen that. I'm pretty sure it's not a building, but it sure looks like it. Looks like it could be. All right, back to this engineering. Let's see what is it that I am talking about. I am talking about an area that looks like, at one time, to me it looks like, an improved roadway. And this looks like culverts, under drainage culverts, under that roadway, and we do things pretty much like that right here on Earth. And if you're having problems visualizing, well, I don't see a roadway here. Well, I showed a picture where I have outlined what I see in this picture. The yellow lines show where the roadway would be, and the red lines show a drainage area. And it looks like this roadway has collapsed where it crosses the drainage area. It looks like it's collapsed. Now, let me take away those lines, and we will see if you can still see it. That's what it looks like to me. That looks like a drainage area, and that drainage area is coming directly toward us, and it looks like culverts under a roadway. Looks like engineering to me. So the question that we asked tonight in talking about curiosities, are the photos coming back from this brand new rover already showing more than they anticipated would be shown? Is it possible that we are looking at some type of ancient ruined roadway? Well, maybe, and maybe not. It's very, very important for people who, if you're brand new to the Kevin Smith Show, you got to understand something. This is not like all those other talk shows where the talk show host has an agenda and he's going to prove something to you. What I'm doing is we're going to look at information and I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to point out what I see. I'm going to ask you later to call in with what you see. And as I mentioned, you know, one of our members spotted that area that looks like a possibly a big building out there. In the far distance, and maybe it is, I don't know. But that's what we do. What we do here is we present information, then we ask questions about it. So the information I'm presenting here tonight is information having to do with the curiosity. Okay, now let me go to a picture that I showed last night and I showed tonight. And this is the one that shows curiosity. It's kind of dark. And we see there is a very shallow little crater, a little pothole of a crater, kind of in front of curiosity and then to the left. It's over on the left side of the picture. You can see that, right? All right. Now, curiosity either repositioned itself or its camera and shot another picture, and it shows the same crater, but it's got another one to the left of it. We can now see there's two of them. And, you know, this kind of, to me, looks like a sort of very shallow blast craters. Now, in the picture that's up right now, we have I'm showing a crater in a yard. It's in a front yard in New Jersey, and nobody knows how that was made. It happened in the daytime, and nobody saw anything or heard anything. Scientists have been to the scene and determined that it was not caused by a meteorite, and besides, they say a meteorite big enough to cause that crater would have had a sonic boom behind it. So this is not caused by a meteorite, and they don't know what caused it. Experts have also determined that was not caused by any type of explosives. It was just not there, and then it was there, and nobody heard anything or saw anything. And this is in a residential neighborhood. But the purpose of showing that is for you to see what an explosive crater would look like. Although no known explosives were used to create this crater, it is an explosive crater in that we have debris that is scattered out on the lawn for about 100 feet beyond this crater. Now, if you take a look at the one that's from Mars, you can see the explosive pattern around both of these little craters. You can see the lighter soil, and that explosive pattern is called ejecta. So if, you know, was this caused by the impact of a meteorite, two meteorites flying side by side? Maybe. Don't know. But they're not very deep, and they're not very far away from the Curiosity. Now, knowing the distance here is something that is a little difficult. It doesn't look to me like it could be more than 15 or 20 feet away at the most. Doesn't look very far. But there they are, and there is this lighter colored soil around them, and that is the splatter, the ejecta, from the impact or explosion. And these are not very deep. Now, I'll go back to the other picture so you can see. It's pretty dark, but you can see the crater that in the other picture, it's the one on the right. Well, it's the only one in this picture. The one on the left is cut off by this picture. So you can see it's not very far away, and it's not very deep. Now, you're probably asking yourself, yeah, so what? Well, my first question is, okay, was that caused maybe by this sky crane that was lowering the Curiosity to the surface? Because it did, Curiosity doesn't have any rockets on it. But the sky crane that was lowering it to the surface did have rockets on it. So did it cause this? Well, maybe. However, there's another color picture that was released, and to the right of this, way around to the right, there's another area that looks similar to this. And it's kind of physically impossible for that sky crane to have caused both of these. They're too widely separated. But additionally, the sky crane was about 20 feet, 30 feet, something like that, above the rover. And the rover was lowered down with cables to the surface, was dangling by cables, and was lowered down to the surface of Mars. The cables were cut, and then away flew the sky crane. Its rockets were directly above the rover. And as you see, these craters are out away from the rover. So I don't think it was caused by the sky crane. Again, you may be saying, yeah, so what? Well, folks, the so what is where it gets interesting. We'll be back right after this.
To the Kevin Smith Show, a place where you can get information that's out of this world.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about some of these photographs coming down from Curiosity. And I am not saying that any of this stuff truly is anomalous. It is curious. And perhaps in the days ahead we'll be able to nail it down and say they are anomalies. So this is first blush. See what you think about all of this. But we've been talking about these two small craters. Now, actually, they look like if you had a rocket standing there and it took off and it's got two engines, the two engines blasting downward would create something that looks like this. I mean, that's, I would imagine that would be the case. And so we got these two shallow depressions, and then soil ejecta out of those depressions. So I decided that what I wanted to do was to take a look at it, and there are three curious areas that I wanted to look at. Now, this is taken, this is the NavCam left A, okay? So this is the navigation camera. This is one of the ones they use to drive this thing. And this was taken on the 6th. So this is soon after it landed. And I have brightened it up. That's the only thing I did to it, was change the contrast and brightened it up, because it was just really dark. By the way, this picture is straight from NASA's site. I didn't get this somewhere else. You can go over to the Mars Science Laboratory webpage, and that is a JPL NASA webpage. And they have raw images. And this is one of them. All right, so there are three things I decided to focus on and take a look at it and see if there was anything strange here. Now, again, the difference between this photograph and the one we talked about last night is the perspective. The photograph from last night, the camera is turned more to the right. And the photograph that we're looking at tonight, this particular photograph, the camera has been turned back to the left. All right, so I zoomed in because I wanted to see if there was anything anomalous in this ejecta, and I found that there were three areas that were pretty interesting. Actually, there's a fourth area. Those who are looking at the show, if you're watching the show, then you are seeing these three areas labeled A, B, and C. And if you look at A and look directly to your left, right at the edge of the picture, you see some little white stuff. Take a look at that. Go get this picture from NASA. Put it in your photo program. Enlarge it. Take a look at that. That's pretty interesting, too. But A, B, and C are what we're going to look at. And first, let's just go ahead and look at A. When we zoom in on A, it is what we see. It's near the crater on the left. Now, when I say crater, I'm talking about a very small depression in the ground here. It's not a big crater. Okay? Curiosity is setting in a big crater. All right? This is on the floor of that big crater. And there are these two depressions in the ground. So to the left of the depression on the left, we see some ejecta. There's some rocks and stuff. But then there's this one thing that doesn't look like a rock. It has kind of a rectangular base and then a sort of spherical knob sticking up in the center of that rectangular base. Is it a rock? Well, it could be, but it doesn't look like the rest of the rocks. To me, it doesn't. So that's the first thing that caught my attention. Now, the second thing is in B. Because to me, see, when I looked at that, I said, that looks like a part of something. I mean, everything else looks like rocks. That looks manufactured, some kind of part of something. So then I took a look at B. And B is sort of in between these two depressions in the ground. And I found two things in B that I thought were very, very, very interesting. One of those things, the one at the top, looks like a wheel with an axle hub sticking up right in the center. I could imagine this being on some ancient bicycle or some ancient Martian chariot. As I said, I could imagine it. It's circular, and we even see on the outer edge away from us, farthest away from us, we see some little things sticking up on the rim of that wheel. But right in the center of that wheel, it looks like the hub where the axle would go if this were a wheel on a cart or a wagon. Again, is that what it is? Well, there's no way I could know that because I'm not there. I don't know. I'm just saying that's the appearance it has. Some of you will be able to sort that out. Some of you will be able to determine a little better because you have some expertise in photo analysis. But all I've done here, this is NASA's raw image. I've done only two things. One, I changed the contrast so that we could see a little better, because the contrast, the lighting on this was the same as the lighting on the picture that I showed last night, which is dark. It was almost sunset. And so all I did was change the contrast, and in changing the contrast, we're able to see a little more detail. It's like there's more sunlight. So that's one thing I did. That's on the left side of the screen. And on the right side of the screen, I just zoomed in on the area. That's all I've done here. I have not manipulated this in any other way. So we see that thing that looks like a wheel with the axle hub sticking up in the center. And then the other object that I've marked actually is very, very curious. I am prepared to say about that one, that's an anomaly of some kind. Because on the back side of it, the side facing us, it is perfectly rectangular. And I'm going to zoom in some more on that, and you're going to be able to see even more how anomalous this is. But if you can imagine, do you remember the very old Polaroid cameras when they first came out and they were all black and white? Do you remember how they were shaped, how they looked? That looks like one of the old Polaroid cameras laying out there on its side. And, you know, we're looking at that flat back that the Polaroid cameras had, and then they angled the front, angled. It had bellows, and it angled towards the lens. That's kind of what that looks like to me. Again, I'm not saying that's what it is, and I would tell you, I don't think that's what it is. That's the way it's shaped, though. I'm just describing the way it's shaped. So if we zoom in on that a little bit more, you can see a little bit clearer what we're looking at here. Now, that does not look like something geology does. That looks like something manufactured. But we can tell it's not very far away from the Curiosity rover here, so it's not very big. That may not be any bigger than, say, a pack of cigarettes, or maybe even not any bigger than a box of matches. But it's very, very anomalous the way it's sticking up there, and you can see it is casting a shadow. So what we're looking at is, you know, you couldn't possibly say, well, It's a trick of light, and, you know, there's just some shadows playing tricks there. There's not really a rectangle. Yes, there is. It's sticking right straight up, and it's casting a shadow behind it. So we've got this wheel-looking thing with what looks like an axle hub sticking up in the center. And now we've got this rectangular thing all in that second area, area B. Remember that in area A, we had something that doesn't look like the rest of the rocks around it. Now, all of these are in very, very close proximity to each other. And they're all out of... They're out in that ejecta area out of those two small craters, depressions. And we can see that those depressions are sort of pretty circular. When we look at the photograph we looked at last night, those who saw last night, you remember the photograph we looked at. And the depression is pretty circular. But laying out there in the ejecta field, the area just beyond each of these little depressions, the soil, you can see the soil is lighter colored and it's in a spray pattern. It's an ejecta pattern out of there. So either something impacted and caused this, or something possibly exploded, maybe a very long time ago there was something sitting there that exploded, and perhaps we are looking at parts. If there was something sitting there that exploded, and you know, the pictures that we've been looking at here to me really do show evidence that there's some things setting out there that don't look like geology. Geology can create some interesting shapes, but all these different shapes in such close proximity and such small size do not, to me, seem to be what geology would do. Geology tends to work on a grander scale over a broader space. So what are they? Well, if something manufactured was sitting there and exploded, then what's coming up might make sense. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And we're talking about some very curious things in these pictures that have been sent back from Mars by the brand new Mars Curiosity rover. And there are some very curious, anomalous things. One thing I can say to me is truly anomalous. The others are very curious. And I've shown you the one that I think is really anomalous. You know, that thing looks like something manufactured. It's the rectangle thing. That looks manufactured. That doesn't look like something geology does. And certainly, it doesn't look like something geology does sitting, you know, a few inches from a wheel, or it looks like a wheel. I don't know. I said, you know, is it possible that what we're looking at in these two shallow depressions is that this is a place where there was something that exploded, some type of machine, and these are perhaps parts? I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. You will have an opinion and speculation on that, and we'll let you do that tonight. When we open up the telephones, you can say what you think it is. Well, we don't have all the data. All speculation is on the table. And, you know, NASA and all those other guys, if they don't want us to do that, well, they need to give us some more data. Because when you don't have complete data, then all speculation is on the table, and any guess is as valid as any other guess. But if those are parts, let's just start there. If those things are parts, they were part of something. Something caused them to not be connected to it at some point. Something, maybe an explosion. And these things were blown away from whatever exploded. Maybe, maybe not. But if that's the case, if they are parts, it implies a whole. And the whole would have been some type of manufactured device or machine or something sitting there. Well, then that implies the presence of intelligence. Just exactly like that rover sitting there taking the pictures implies the presence of intelligence. We are not there where the rover is. But the intelligence of humans from this planet is sitting there and is communicating with that device they sent there. The device, the existence of the device, tells you that there is intelligent presence there. Does that make sense to you? All right, so if this Curiosity rover is driving along and one of its wheels falls off, and it's able to keep going because it's got a lot of other wheels. 100 years from now, somebody comes along with a program to explore Mars, and they're from some other planet, maybe not even in this galaxy, and they put a rover on Mars, and it takes a picture of that wheel. That wheel screams that intelligence was present on Mars at some point. So if these are parts, then these parts scream that intelligence was present at that spot at some time in the Martian past. If these are parts. There's one of them, the one that the rectangle that I'm talking about. This one, to me, says exactly that at this point. This one says that that looks manufactured. And if it is, then that rectangle, if it is manufactured, it screams there was intelligence there. Now, were there intelligent beings there? I don't know that. A lot of people say yes. A lot of people think Mars was once inhabited. I have no problem with that theory. But none of us know that for sure, at least none of us out here in the unwashed masses. The anointed elite in NASA and other places may know for sure, but we, the unwashed masses, do not know it for sure. But I have no problem with the theory that Mars was once inhabited by intelligent beings, much like ourselves, and underwent some great global cataclysm. That it underwent a great global cataclysm is pretty obvious. There's evidence for that. But is there evidence that there were intelligent beings living there? Well, I have seen photographs of things that look very, very clearly like buildings and maybe they are ruins. And if that's the case, if that's accurate, then the answer is yes, there were intelligent beings living there at one time. But at the very least, and this is important, at the very least, if we find one manufactured item, one, on the surface of Mars, it tells you that intelligence was present. Maybe not intelligent beings themselves, but intelligence was present on Mars at that spot where you find that one manufactured item. I think you get that, right? I mean, that's, if somebody from somewhere else out in the galaxy or the universe were to come to Mars and find that rover sitting there that we just sent there, it says to them there is an intelligent presence on Mars. The beings themselves may be sitting millions of miles away, but they're communicating with this thing, and it's communicating with them. There is an intelligent presence on Mars. It's there now. It's us. But if this rover or any of the other rovers or satellites locate anything that is manufactured, that one thing screams that there was intelligent presence there, at the very least, intelligent presence there at that spot at some time in Mars' past. Now, I showed you from last night, and those who watched, you remember, I showed what looks to me to be engineering. It looks like a floodplain, and it is. That is precisely why NASA chose to land the Curiosity where they landed it. It is a floodplain. And what we're looking at in that photograph from last night looks to me like engineering to manage transportation during a flood. In other words, a raised roadway with culverts under it so water can flow through, and a bridge across a narrow gully and a shallow gully. The bridge appears to have collapsed, but we can still see where this drainage area would be, this shallow, narrow gully. We can see where it would be. I mean, it. When I say where it would be, we can see where it is, but where the water would be if there was water here. NASA chose this spot because their spectrographic examination of the Gale Crater and other areas around Mars showed that this area has what looks like washed sediment that's been washed into the crater, into the floor of the crater, just as water does that here on Earth. And that's why they chose it. And lo and behold, what do we see? Well, we see something that looks like it could be an improved roadway with culverts under it for managing flash flooding. It looks to me as if it's in ruins, so it's very ancient. But that fits with exactly why NASA said they were choosing that spot. I got something else to share with you before we open the phone lines. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and for those of you joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here, and you have my sincere sympathy for whatever kept you away from that first hour. We are talking about these photographs coming back from the Curiosity rover that just went up to Mars, just got to Mars and landed last Sunday. So this is brand new stuff, hot off the press. And we're talking about some very curious things that are in these photographs. Now, I've been pointing out to you some things that are laying around these depressions. These depressions, I keep talking about, they look like, you know, blast craters, like if a rocket takes off and leaves, you know, little blast craters there, depressions. The reason I've been pointing that out and pointing out that you can actually see the lighter colored soil and a splatter around it, and that's important. The reason I've been pointing that out is because I want you to understand that if this is a floodplain, which NASA says they think it is, and that's why they landed there, that's precisely why they landed there. So if it is a floodplain, these were caused by something other than a flood. The flood didn't wash these out. And this may be an area right at this point where floodwaters didn't reach anyway. I don't know. If floodwaters did reach this area, and you know, the scientists say they believe there was a time when Mars had water all over it, you know, like Earth does. So if this was an area where there was where you had floodwaters, if that's the case, then these craters were caused after the floodwaters went away for good. I know those who are watching have been wondering, okay, so what is in Area C? Well, you tell me. Area C is way out there. It appears to be almost at the halfway point between the Curiosity and those mountains out there at the edge. What do you see? For those who are listening, let me describe. That looks like a ziggurat. You know what a ziggurat is? That's a stepped pyramid. That's what it looks like. And it appears that there could be some buildings back there behind it. We have to use caution here, though. We have to use some caution in saying that we don't know how far away that is in actuality from Curiosity. I can only judge based on I can see part of Curiosity itself in this picture, and I can see those mountains out there at the far rim of the crater, the far edge of the crater. And I can determine from that that this thing appears to be about almost halfway. If that's the case, it's not a little rock sitting out there. It's pretty tall. I don't think it's, you know, gigantic, but it's pretty tall. It's not a rock. What do you think about it? All right, I'm going to open up the telephone lines and invite you to speculate with me. 623-444-5889, that's the number to call. 623-444-5889. And jump in the pool. The water is fine. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Haya from Victoria.
Hello, Haya.
Hi. I was thinking the exact same thing when I was looking at C. It looks like a ziggurat. That's exactly what it looks like. And number B, it reminds me of a building of some type. The shape, like the, it's rectangular, but if you look at the backside, it looks like part of it is not there, but part of it is. Yeah. And then if you look above it, it looks like something almost like a windmill type of thing. Or something spherical above it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking about floodplains, I've lived in deserts. And, you know, when you live in a desert, especially like in Australia, in the outback, you will get sometimes, it may be a few years, and then all of a sudden the whole desert will flood out, and it will go green. And then there's certain places in Western Australia where you have every few years you get your roads that wash out because of the flooding. And it has the same type of pattern. It doesn't look like it's that old, to be truthful. It almost looks like it's what you're looking at is what it looks like right now. When I think about the people I've talked to, like I've talked to Andy Bajagio, I've talked to Bob Dean, I've talked to other people in other projects and who've now coming in and talking. You know, when you take all this information and you put it together and you take a look at all these different photographs and you take a look at old ancient texts and you put it all together, you start piecing that puzzle together, it sounds like there's still people living or beings, intelligent life, still living on Mars. And from what Andy and Bob have said, we do have bases there as well.
Yes, I have not talked to Andy personally. Well, yes, I have. I have, but not about that. But I have talked with Bob Dean about that personally, face to face. And
yes.
You can tell that he's not fabricating. He totally believes what he's telling you to be factual.
Oh, Andy's the same. I've met them both up at the East Eddy Ranch. And I've spent, you know, like, we're there for, you know, close to 5-6 days. And for 5 and 6 days, you're around these people and you're talking with them. And they're being bombarded by everybody else. And you usually can tell when somebody's lying pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. The only thing I would question now about that being a building, the one in picture or area B.
Yeah.
Is we can tell, really, that's pretty close to the Curiosity. So it wouldn't be very big.
Is it really that close?
Yeah, I think
so. Because, you know, NASA has been very good about putting things up but hiding a lot of information, mm-hmm. and not coming up to the plate and not being honest.
Yeah.
And why would they? Why do they deliberately put photos out there and try to cover up the information? That's what I question them for.
Well, I do too. But in this case, I do think that that's probably no more than 15 or 20 feet away.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Well, then it must be, it's definitely intelligently made. It definitely is not a natural formation.
What do you think about that wheel-looking thing? Does it look like a wheel to you?
Yes, it does, actually.
But it's got some kind of, like, protrusions on the outside of the rim. You know, like, if you can imagine a chariot wheel that had spikes on the outside of the rim, you know?
Or it could be like a wheel you see, like a windmill.
Ah, it might be.
Because it has those protrusions in it.
Mm-hmm.
It is spherical for sure, in the fact that it looks like a wheel.
Uh-huh.
And the whole area is strewn with artificial artifacts. I mean, that's pretty evident, you know. Nature doesn't make rectangulars like that.
Well, yeah, certainly it doesn't in small scale right next to a perfect circle.
Exactly.
I mean, whatever forces would create a circle would not be the forces that create the rectangle.
No, no.
And if you look at the, I didn't even mention this, but if you look at that rectangle and then start backing away from it, back towards you, there's a tiny little dome-looking thing, and then another one, and then a smaller.
They almost look spherical in a sense, you know, like you see in Africa, you know, you have those spherical kind of huts.
Yeah.
It almost looks like that. I mean, it's all smooth.
Mm-hmm. And very reflective.
And then you know where the rectangle is? And then you, if you go to your right, to your left a little bit, there's that white patch, and then you have on the other side of it, it's almost like a, it looks like almost like another piece of rectangle as well.
It might be. It might be.
You look above it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the perfect wheel up to the left of it, right?
That's correct.
Or the shape.
Uh-huh.
But if you go up from the rectangle, up a little bit, there's like a black dot, and it could, it almost looks like it could be some sort of windmill of some type or something that may rotate of some type.
It could be.
Yeah.
Can you see the picture on the left that shows the two small depressions? Can you see that lighter soil that's splattered around it?
Yeah.
All A and B, that's A is one object and B is two objects that I've shown.
Yes, that's right.
But there's a whole bunch of objects like this laying in that splatter pattern. That's why I wonder.
If you take a look at C, and then you continue to the left, there's also looks like some type of artificial structure there. And if you continue to the left, there's another artificial structure. And then as you go down, you can see what looks like artificial structures all the way down to number A.
Yeah, I zoomed in. If you start at A and move up in the picture, that first one you see that's long, I looked at that, and honestly, I think it's just rocks.
Is it?
I think so. Now, when you get up to C and you look to the left, if C is a ziggurat, then that long structure to the left is very possibly artificial as well.
And there's also another one further to the left, too, that could be artificial, but I don't have the capability of zooming in.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, you know, what I wondered, and again, the distances are very tricky here. It's a long way from this Curiosity rover over to those mountains. And the mountains are the white area right at the top of the picture. It's a long ways over there. All right, so how far is C from Curiosity? That's the question. If it's 100...
Here you see the rover, right? It's right here down the bottom.
Right.
But if you look from... It could be on a raise, so it's actually looking down.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not. It's level.
Yeah, it's fairly flat here where it's sitting. But the thing is, if that is like 100 feet away, if C is 100 feet away, then at that point, we're not looking at a ziggurat. But that's if that true. Is like a half a mile away?
It would be, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I would say if that is like 100 feet away and it's not a ziggurat, then it is something manufactured. I mean, I'm saying it looks like that.
It's manufactured too.
Yeah.
It looks manufactured. Very much
so. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. I'm going to move on, but thanks much for the call.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye. Right. Bye. 623-444-5889, and we'd love to hear your speculation on this. I'm not saying that this stuff is what it looks like to me, but I am saying what it looks like. That's it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Doing good.
This is Tony from Norman.
Hello, Tony.
How are you? Oh, I said that already. I watched the press conference this afternoon. It was a replay. And it said that just to the slightly up and to the right of A and B, those are blast craters from the rockets.
Okay. If they are blast craters from these rockets that were on the sky crane, then the blast has uncovered some very strange stuff.
That's very possible, yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, so that mystery is solved. Those are blast craters from the rocket.
They definitely said that those were two blast craters from the sky crane.
Okay.
And maybe, Hello?
We're listening to you, Tony.
Oh, okay. And maybe that thing just above the A that you have blown up there on the right, maybe that's a piece that fell off the sky crane when it disconnected.
It might be. And see, all of this might be stuff that fell off or was ejected off when it disconnected. And that's fine. I mean, whatever it is, it doesn't look like geology did it.
Oh, no, definitely not. No, it definitely does not look like geology.
So,
I would have no guess as to what they may be.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, whatever, if it came off of the sky crane or, you know, if it's been laying out there for a long time and the blast uncovered the sand off of it.
Yeah.
Either way, it's interesting stuff. But I'll tell you something now, Tony. I don't think the sky crane had anything at all to do with that roadway-looking thing out there.
Oh, no, definitely not. And also that thing you showed on the left side, if you look at that, that looks sort of like buildings also.
Yeah, but it's too close to the Curiosity for that to be buildings. If that were buildings, I would say it looks like a mosque.
On the left side of the roadway?
Oh, on the left side of the roadway. I thought
yeah,
you were talking about the left side.
Side.
I thought you were talking about area
night.
A. All right, well, let me go back and take a look at the left side of the roadway here. I don't see any buildings. I see the roadway.
I can't figure out how far to the left you'd have to go, but you showed it last night. It's there on the left. You said, you see this here?
And I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Gee, that looks sort of like buildings.
It might be. It might be.
And it's over to the left of the washed out roadway.
Yeah.
Not by a long distance. It's not too far away, but will they ever show us what the truth is? I mean, they're still showing the sky is pinkish, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's going on? Come on. I mean, how long have we known that the sky is blue?
Don't they
pay attention to anything?
No.
I guess not.
Here's what they pay attention to. They have a perception of Mars that they want you to buy. And even though we're not buying it, they're going to keep pumping it out.
That's a sign of stupidity, I think.
I think so, too. Now, are you where you can see your screen?
Yes.
All right, the picture that's up there right now, this is the picture I dealt with last night. On the left is the raw picture from NASA. On the right, I've brightened it up just a little bit.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Look at those mountains. That's how far away you can see that's a long ways away, because those mountains, I mean, those are mountains. Those are not low hills. And you can see, you get a sense of the distance between Curiosity and those mountains.
I believe they said it was like 28 kilometers.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much that is in miles.
Okay, so if that's 28 kilometers, then this thing that we said looks like a ziggurat has to be at least 1 kilometer away from Curiosity. But look at the, over next to the mountains, look at that hellacious sandstorm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they showed on the weather map they had of it was a day before the landing, but they showed the weather map of Mars, and it showed that there was a bunch of a dust storm south of where the lander landed.
Well,
so,
I think we're looking at,
I don't know
at,
what,
yeah,
what direction that thing is pointing, but that could very well be sand, yeah.
Very well could be. All right,
yeah.
Tony, got to run. Thanks for the call.
All right, you take care, Kevin.
All right. What about you? Speculate with us here a little bit. See if we can figure this out. Okay, Tony says that NASA addressed those small craters and that they said, yes, those are blast craters, and that they were made by the sky crane lowering the Curiosity onto the surface of Mars. If that's the case, then it looks like they blew sand off of some parts that were laying there. That's what it looks like. Or maybe those are parts that blasted away when sky crane unhooked from the rover. I don't know. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Well, Brent from Wyoming, the prodigal son has returned.
Yeah, I don't do people very well sometimes.
We're glad to hear from you again.
What?
Glad to hear from you again. What's on your mind about this?
Go back to the picture of B, the zoom up, the close-up of the angle, the rectangular thing. What I see is, I've handled something very similar to that. It looks to me like if a rancher or a farmer or somebody who uses heavy equipment knows what I'm talking about. It's a piece of flat iron about an inch wide, 3 inches long, two pieces of it, bolts on either end of it, and an iron bar in the middle that joins them. It could be either cast iron or welded.
And what's it used
for? That's what it looks like to me, a fastener of some sort.
All right, hang on. We have a break taking over. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this break. So, hang in there.
And you're listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
You don't know why.
And welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show. We're talking about this very, very strange collection of curiosities in the photographs coming from Curiosity rover on Mars. On the telephone with me, Brent from Wyoming. Brent, we had to cut you off in mid-sentence there because of the break. The mic is yours.
All right. That thing, the angle iron thing, it looks to me like when I first encountered something like that, it looked like an H with a circular bar across the middle. It's about, I'd say, 3 or 4 inches long and maybe an inch and a half wide with a circular bar in it. It's got two bolts on either side. The it's the other one. That one. Okay, I'm looking at it different. But it has a bolt on each side it has a bolt in all four corners, and it's something you could use this to fasten the rocket cables to the lander, and they could be designed for the bolts to cut, be blasted off, and this would fall away, because it looks like this one side survived intact, what side nearest us. The far side on top, sticking above the ground, looks like it was melted and bent a little bit. But that's just what it looks like to me.
What do you make of the thing that looks like a wheel?
I'm sorry, I haven't been able to pay attention to that because I've just been trying to place that H thing.
Do you see the wheel?
Yeah, I see it. It looks, I hate to say this, it almost looks like a wagon wheel.
It does, doesn't it?
That's my perspective.
That's what it looks like. But, I mean, and folks need to understand, we're not saying that it is a wagon wheel. We're just saying there's this shape out there that has that appearance. That's what it looks like.
It has the protruding axle in the center and looks like spokes going out to the wheel.
Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like. All right, so... the thing that's setting over there in Area A, what does that look like to you?
Zoom in on it for a second.
I did.
That could be a bolt cutter type thing. Something that will blast the bolts apart.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
It looks like part of the mechanism of the sky crane.
Mm-hmm. So what do you make of the thing setting way out there in the middle of the picture? In Area C.
Area C, the ziggurat type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That could be what it is, because I honestly don't know. It's too far away. Let's put it this way. You lived in Phoenix. You know what the perspective is like in the desert. I couldn't tell you what that is, but it does look like if it's that far away, it could be a ziggurat.
If those mountains are 28 kilometers away, then I'm estimating that this thing has to be at least 1 kilometer.
At least a kilometer, yeah. The local mountains here are, the foothills are less than a kilometer, but the mountains, the actual peaks are about 14 miles away. So yeah, that would be about, maybe a kilometer or better. So it would have to be something of some substance to be out there. I'm not going to say it's a ziggurat because I don't know, but it looks like it.
Yeah, it's got that shape. And then it looks like there could be some small buildings out beyond it.
Yeah, just a little bit behind and to the left of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to the right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
All right, Brent. Good to hear from you again.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the call. 623-444-5889. And, of course, the flash message line is always open. If the telephones are open, the flash messages are open. And flash messages are for people who don't live in the USA. They don't live in Canada. They live somewhere else in the world. And we understand that it can be pretty expensive to make those international long-distance calls. So we have flash messages for you. You can call us. It'll work. But if you don't want that expense, just get over to the website and scroll down. You'll see the picture about tonight's show. And all you have to do is click that link right above the picture that says flash message. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, I tell you what I saw that attracted my attention right away was the heavy mist, or if that is indeed a sandstorm out there between us and the mountains, that's veiling the mountains. I mean, that's so obvious it's there. that tells me that there is some substance to the atmosphere. You know, in the desert, when you have a sandstorm, the sandstorm is generally whipped up and pushed by an approaching low pressure area. But you've got high pressure and low pressure areas colliding, and there's some kind of storm or weather behind that sandstorm. And so there is definitely pressure and substance to the atmosphere that NASA has always denied, you know, but there it is looking us right in the face, you know, it's some turbulence in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So that tells us there has to be something there.
What they say is they say that the atmospheric pressure at the surface, right there where Curiosity is sitting, is less than 1% of what we have here on Earth.
And yet it can whip up a cloud of sand like that.
Yeah.
You know, excuse me. You know, I mean, do they think we're morons or
yes.
what?
Yeah, they do.
You know, speaking of morons, Kevin, I'd like to also make a correction here. You keep saying that the presence of the Curiosity denotes the presence of intelligence up there. Well, that wasn't intelligence that put that there. It was John Holdren.
So, whether we agree with the way he thinks or not, he does think. And I don't agree with the way he thinks, but I mean we have to admit he is a very intelligent man, even if I disagree with where that intelligence takes him.
Well, you're very kind, Kevin. You're a very charitable man. I guess that's why you're so good at what you do. Now, listen, Kirsten saw something on Anomaly B.
Okay.
That thing that you keep describing as a rectangle and so on, and if you blink your eyes a couple of times and change your perspective, you're going to see something completely different. And I'm going to give the phone to Kirsten now and let her tell you what she sees there. When she said it to me, now I see it too, and I'm just going to let her talk to you about it.
All right.
Hey, Kevin, if you blink your eyes for a couple of minutes and zoom it in, you're going to see a skull.
A skull?
It's really freaky.
Where do you see a skull?
It's not human. I can tell that for sure.
Where is it?
It's the triangled thing or rectangled thing that you keep describing.
Uh-huh.
It's with B, the lower thing.
Uh-huh. A skull.
You can see the eye sockets are triangled off, it looks. I think it's kind of crazy.
You know what, Kirsten? I'm trying, and I don't see that, but I will keep working at blinking my eyes and trying to see it. A skull.
Okay.
All right. Now, that is curious. Okay, I'll keep trying to see that. If I do, I will announce that I see it. And
okay.
Just keep listening.
Bye-bye,
Kirsten. All right, 623-444-5889. And we'd love to hear from you. Everybody has an opinion. And you are certainly due your opinion, are you not? And we want to hear what you think about these things. Maybe most of what I've been showing here tonight is blasted off of, you know, parts of this landing that just took place. Maybe that's the case. Cool. No problem. But there are things that are not blasted off of the landing of this Curiosity. Like that, I'll call it a roadway. It looks like a roadway to me. Like that ziggurat. It looks like a ziggurat to me. But, you know, I don't know what they are, but they're too far away. They didn't come from that landing. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry Mulhow.
Hello, Terry.
Hi. First of all, I would question why they would land in a crater. And two, those objects that you see, I would guess that they are meteorite type objects. And also, I'd wonder why these people would not land, where where they have the faces on the
Cydonia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they go there?
First of all, I forget if it's Spirit or Opportunity. I think it's Spirit Rover was landed in a crater, Gusev Crater. I'm not sure about Opportunity. I don't really know where, if it was in a crater or not. The reason that NASA gives for this landing spot is the floor of this crater appears on their spectrographs, it appears to be sediment that has washed down those mountains, and in other words, it appears to be a floodplain. And they say to be checking for the possibility that there ever was conditions for life on Mars. Okay, and they want to see, is it possible there could be life on Mars now? Is it possible it could be made habitable? So that's what they're checking for, and they wanted to check in an area where it appears to them there was a floodplain. So that's why they chose this. And it's not the first one to land in a crater. Spirit landed in a crater. What did you say about this rectangular thing, that it looks like it could be a meteorite?
Those things that you are guessing on what they are, I'm assuming, because why would somebody, in a crater, make a civilization or...
Oh, I can give you the example right now.
Like that.
Let me give you one. Phoenix, Arizona.
And, nowhere like that when...
Terry, take a breath.
Obviously...
Terry, take a breath.
Okay.
Phoenix, Arizona, sitting in a crater. It's a they call it the Valley of the Sun. We do it. We build in valleys. What is a valley? It's just like a crater. Hang on. Got a break. I'll be right back to you. We'll be back right after this, folks, so hang in there. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're on Final Approach, and we have Terry from Ohio on the line. Terry, as we went for break, I was saying we build in depressions like that, we in valleys. So if you had this, if there was a civilization in some ancient past there in that area, and you had the mountains and you had a flow of water coming down into this area, it would be just like building in a valley.
Uh-huh. Because I don't know if you mentioned before, they had like glass-like figures on top, on sides of mountains. And then also, they had that pyramid with faces on it. I mean, why wouldn't we investigate that?
Well, they may. They may have already investigated it. You will never hear it. They're never, ever. If they investigate it today, you'll never hear about it. NASA's never going to tell you about Cydonia region if they go there and investigate it. And I bet they did. I bet they've already done it. And I'll tell you why. In 1998, they had a workshop at Los Alamos National Laboratory to plan a water drilling mission to Mars. And they even selected the equipment they were going to use, and the notes from their workshop said that they were going to use the proven successful Russian lunar drilling technology. And so, you know, I've asked the question, who even knew the Russians were drilling anything on the moon? But they planned that mission in 1998. I bet they've done it. But you're never going to hear it.
1998?
Yeah, 1998. And that's when they planned it. I bet they've done it. But you're never going to hear about it.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Terry, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We have a flash message from Lucas in Australia. And Lucas says, good day, Kevin. Not sure about those objects near the small craters, but the ziggurat looks like a ziggurat, and the roadway looks like a roadway. Thanks for a great show. Thank you, Lucas. And we have time right now for one more call if you call right now. All right? You have to call right now because we'll run out of time. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. One thing we can say with certainty, and that is it's curious. They named it right, didn't they? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Charles from Georgia.
Hello, Charles.
If you'll go back to the picture that Kirsten was talking about.
Okay, give me a second to find that. I think this is it. Okay.
And look at the rectangular object.
Okay. All right.
And raise your sight level up above it and tilt your head about 20 degrees, and I think you'll see her skull looking back at you. I don't think she was talking about the rectangular object. She was talking about above it.
I'm going to have to work with that. I still don't see it. But
looks like a little E.T. skull.
So you see what she's talking about?
Uh-huh, sure do.
So what do you think?
She's tilted about 20 degrees to the left, looking up.
So what do you think? You think it's a skull?
I don't know, but it sure looks like it.
Well, you know what they say from the mouths of babes. You know, little children see things. Of course, she's not a little child, She is young. They see things some of us old codgers don't see. I don't see it. I'm trying to see it.
Okay, well, I just want to let you know that you might be focusing on a rectangle object. You need to look a little bit above it. Okay.
Okay, now, before you go, let me ask you, is it like I look a little above it, and do I go over near that wheel?
No, it's almost directly above it. Maybe just a half to the right as you scroll up.
Okay. Well, I'll keep working on that after the show to see what I find. But right now, my eyes just don't catch it.
Okay. Well, excellent show as usual.
Well, thank you so much for the call.
Sure.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, it's And see, folks, that's the reason we do this. You will see things that I didn't see. you will have perceptions. You'll see the same things also, but you'll have perceptions of them that are different from my perception of it. And it's just a lot of fun, isn't it, for NASA to give us these pictures and not a lot of data about them. Of course, it's early days. I want to be fair with NASA. It's early days yet in this mission. And so they probably don't have just a whole heck of a lot of data that they can give to us that would mean anything to us just yet. But it's a lot of fun to look at their pictures and to find anomalous things in them. I think the rectangle is anomalous. That doesn't mean it's extraterrestrial. It could have been part of the system of cables, as Brent described, that were holding the Curiosity rover. And, of course, at that crucial point, as it touched down, those cables had to be blown away or cut away from the rover so that the sky crane could fly away and crash and get away from the rover. So it could be part of that system. Not a problem. It's anomalous. Anomalous meaning it's something that Mars didn't produce on its own. And so maybe that's what it is. But listen, that ziggurat-looking thing is too far away to be part of that system. And that roadway, collapsed roadway-looking thing, it might not be a collapsed roadway, but it looks like it. With culverts under it. That thing is, that wasn't done by this landing. Too far away, too big. So there are some curious features, and I certainly can understand why NASA would want to land right here in this crater. Very curious features just laying around. But, of course, what they are looking for would not be, certainly I don't think they were looking for a roadway, but I hope they will drive over there and take a look at it and see what is it really. It may not be a roadway, you know, and I'm open to whatever it is. I'm just describing its appearance. I hope they'll go do that, photograph it up close, let us see what it looks like. And find out what that really is. But the reasons they are there, they are looking for various scientific data and evidence that would tell them that either the building blocks for life exist and thus there could have been life there, or the building blocks for life exist and there may be life there. I do want to remind you, though, NASA has adopted the doctrine of follow the water. So any place they see that looks like there has been water, they're interested in. And I want to remind you that in the driest desert on this planet, there is life. All right, that's going to do it for this evening. My friends call me Steele Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you'd like. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.